days that I should hopeless. Heaven can help us. Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host Ashwin. Indian Railways is making a lot of good news. Their staff is told not to use WhatsApp during working hours. Flipkart and Amazon launch dueling pre-Diwali sales events. Yes, they're competing neck to neck on the dates and the offers. So a lot of exciting times for retail customers ahead. Trump tells hurricane survivors that they missed a real catastrophe in Puerto Rico. That's making a lot of news. Apparently, Donald Trump has hit new lows with his comments. And Catalonia is declaring its independence 48 hours after the results. First piece in the news is a railway staff told not to use WhatsApp during working hours. The Indian Railways Delhi Division has issued a circular asking its entire operational staff to not use WhatsApp, YouTube and other similar apps during their working hours. The apps cause major distraction and thus compromise passenger safety. The rule is applicable to staff including train drivers, train guards, TTs, station managers and local pilots actually. Yesterday we spoke about how the railways exempted the service charge of rupees 20 to 40 on e-ticketing just to encourage people to book online, and now this. That's some great welcome moves there by the railways. Flipkart and Amazon are launching dueling pre-Diwali sales events. The Indian e-commerce firm is rolling out Dhamaka Days in an attempt to outdo Amazon's Great Indian Festival with steep discounts on smartphones, electronics and furniture. Consumers won't have to wait too long as the Flipkart sale starts at midnight on Thursday. That's tonight actually, and runs on until Sunday, October 8th. Next piece on the news is Donald Trump tells hurricane survivors that they missed a real catastrophe. US President Donald Trump said on Tuesday that Puerto Ricans should be very proud that they haven't lost hundreds of lives like in a real catastrophe like Hurricane Katrina that claimed around 2,000 lives. He said this during a visit to a relief distribution center in Puerto Rico. The island faced widespread destruction after Hurricane Maria struck the territory last month. Everybody's been dissing on Donald Trump all over Twitter, and it's ridiculous the kind of things he's saying. He's in fact distributing toilet paper rolls and making Puerto Ricans feel that they deserved the catastrophe that they kind of saw, which is next piece on the news is Catalonia to declare independence 48 hours after results. Catalan President Carles has said that the region will declare independence from Spain 48 hours after all the official results are counted. As many as 90% of over 20 lakh people, in fact, voted in favor of independence. This comes after Spanish King Felipe VI called Catalan leaders irresponsible and accused them of breaking Spain's unity. So yes, Catalan is officially splitting from Spain and post a referendum. We see how that turns out, but the word is that they are going to split and seek independence based on the 90% votes in favor of independence. So, well, that was the last piece of news today for the 5th of October. You're listening to Ashwin, your host, and in the background you're listening to Stargazing by Kygo featuring Justin Jesso. It's a nice song. It's got a good beat to it. You guys have a great Thursday, and I will see you tomorrow, same time.